talk about Bruno, no, no,
no. Oh, shit.
We don't talk about Bruno. But it was my wedding day.
It was our wedding day.
We were getting ready and there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
No clouds allowed in the sky.
Listen, this movie. I know, this movie was so cute. So fresh.
You're telling the story, or am I?
I'm sorry, maybe that go wrong.
Bruno says it looks like rain.
Where's the heat alone?
Yes, Encanto. It's such a cute movie, you guys. If you haven't seen it, check it out today on Disney Plus. I don't know why I'm doing commercial.
Disney
for
is
them
not today. Paying us. I hope
Disney does not need
that.
My help as well. Like, anyway. Welcome,
yeah,
welcome,
I think
welcome.
They're like rich, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are. They don't need
they
my help.
They don't need us.
Was so cute. It was a really, really cute one. So I, oh, look, I found a mask in my pocket. Anyway.
Mask people.
The Black Boy Please. Collective presents Justice and Juice. Like that one, y'all.
Wow. Yes. That one was long too.
Yeah.
That's
you know what that felt like? That felt like our official introduction into 2022 as a family. Because
Ooh,
this is our first show where we have all of us here.
We're and all
that's
here.
Why the harmony was tight and right.
I think this is the time. I think this is a moment we need to take for we are a family like a giant tree. Go ahead.
Branching out towards the sky. We are a family. We are so,
yes.
So much more.
I love Casey over here still maintaining that she's not a singer. Like, goodbye.
I know. She's always like, I don't sing. Like, okay, girl, bye.
From two actual singers, y'all. See, don't get singing friends that make you think you can actually sing, because they're going to take you out in public and then they're going to show you up.
Who's singing friends that say you can sing?
Yeah, like that just means we know what we're talking about.
No, thank you for the love, but no, y'all are real singers. Okay. Anyway, did I say my name?
Nope.
I'm
Casey.
Said your name, but there you are.
Yeah, you
that's
are.
What she said. I'm that. I'm what she said I was.
A singer.
I am whatever you say I am. Wow, okay. I'm going to start. Right. Okay, I am drinking. And a very cute Blackboard mug. I am drinking.
It's so cute.
Amazing coffee, because I got an espresso for Christmas. So my life instantly got better.
Yeah, no, definitely. You're better than all
of
us.
So I'm drinking some Nespresso espresso with frothy milk, because it came with a milk frother.
Yes, milk frother.
So
that's a game changer, I tell you. Now that we have a milk frother in our house, that's a different,
it's
a whole
other
level.
It's so satisfying. I don't feel like I need to go to coffee shops ever. like for what? So there's that. And then I'm drinking, so I made a protein shake. And I had this Stumptown cold brew oat nog in my fridge. And I was like, I think I'm going to use that as the base of my protein shake. It's a cold brew oat nog protein shake that I'm having. So there's
delicious.
A lot of caffeine happening
great.
Over here.
That sounds like something you would pay for. That was like $20 at our store.
Yeah.
Correct.
LA.
And I've just been I've just been in my kitchen, just in my kitchen making all the expensive things. And I feel amazing. And then I have a vat of water, because all the caffeine.
Vat of water.
That's what we need. We need vats.
Yeah.
So yeah, wow, that was a journey, you guys. Thank you for
I love that.
My TED Talk.
That protein shake sounds
bomb. I would buy one. Not for $20.
That's very good.
I would buy one.
No,
I
can
buy
just
it.
Make you one.
Oh my god. Thank you. Hi guys. Hello. It's Paige. I am drinking this like kind of gross iced coffee. From Starbucks. It's that like pre-bottled stuff, and I think it's just a little old, so it just tastes a little old. And then just some water, I gotta go to work soon. A whole vat of it. Yeah, the usual Yeti.
Good.
The Yeti is here.
The Yeti is here.
You guys, I ordered
the Yeti
my first
never
Yeti.
Leaves me. Oh my god, congratulations.
I got my first Yeti, and it's a Whataburger Yeti. And so
I don't. Oh, Whataburger. I thought you said Waterburger, and I was like, Yeah, you have to get one in the South. When you live in the South, you have to get one. Casey is just like going to her roots, being like, I'm from the South.
So true. No, when I go home, my parents have like 6 Yetis. It's just like a
everybody has a Yeti.
Do they have a Yeti cooler?
Mm-hmm. They don't have a Yeti cooler, probably. But that's just because they don't actually spend time outside.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. But seriously, like everybody I know has just like a large Yeti cup. You're like, okay.
Yeah. And I got my first one and I realized Whataburger had a whole online store. And I was like, wow, I can't have Whataburger here, but I can have a Whataburger Yeti. And so feel complete. The Texan Yeti is just, oh, that was so bad. And I loved it.
Thank you for not responding. Laska didn't even move. Laska was just like, okay.
All I want to know is why I don't have a Yeti. That's all.
Because you got to buy one, baby.
Laska, I'm going to get you a Yeti.
Yeah. Laska has a birthday coming up. Do they have Yetis on the stores?
Can Blackboard, you know how big we are, can we partner with Yeti and make a Blackboard?
Yeti.
We'll partner with Yeti right after we partner with Disney.
I mean, they're so lucky to partner with us, let's be honest.
Yeti does
make custom ones. Like you can do custom Yetis on their website. So we can always make our own. But it's not like we would just make them for ourselves. They're expensive. I mean, $40.
Yeah, Yetis are
expensive. I want to make it for Alaska's birthday, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay,
we'll do it. A custom one. And on the back, it should say activist, artist, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, the most custom Yeti.
Yeah, I love that.
Speaking of activist, artist, asshole, that is me. I am Alaska.
Speaking of you.
Thank you for introducing me. I am also drinking a that terrible disjointed and ruined
vat of water.
You see how, if you see this visual, anybody later, you'll see why I need a Yeti. This is inappropriate and not okay. We are not okay.
How many ounces does that hold? Like, how big is it? Do you know?
I don't know. If it had any numbers on it.
Yeah, it's gone. Off.
Well, I only asked because when I replace it, I want to make sure it's just as big, because you got to get rid of that. Like, I don't want to get you one and then you'd be like, it's not as big as the other one, so I still have to use this busted one. I'm going to be like, no. We don't
want this is busted.
How many of those do you drink a day?
Probably like 5.
Okay. I would say we want to get her one that's just like this size.
Yeah, that's good. But I like my handle. Do they have handles? You see how this one has like a...
They don't have that.
You know what?
It's cool. You can always get things.
We will figure it out. Yeah. We will maybe get her. Yeah. You know what?
I appreciate you guys.
We will figure it out. We will find it. Oh my God. I used my birthday gift from you guys the other week.
Yay. Her birthday gift. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Just like, you know, many months later.
I love that. We'll have to talk about that. But I also want to talk to Zach and the Wiz in the corner over there. What are you drinking? Are you drinking vats of water as well?
What's up? I am. I have my big hydro flask of water.
Nice. Oh, hydro flask. That's the other one, right?
With this little...
Yep.
What is that, an eye or a person or both?
I think that's a
very happy person. And very
I think that's a guy going to happy person.
I think that's you. Look at the hair on that guy. That's you.
Or maybe it's me. The guy kind of looks like he has locks. Definitely. Like maybe it's just like me falling. It looks like I'm falling.
when you look at this, just Casey, it represents all of us at all times. It's just like that's you see adorable. Yourself.
Yeah, it.
And also that's my coffee out of my Wiz mug.
Yes, Wiz mug.
Wiz mug.
You all got me, which is the sweetest thing ever.
Guys, we give really good gifts.
We give amazing gifts.
Like, I'm just seeing as a group, like, we crush the gift game.
If you want us to get gifts for your people, DM us. We can probably throw something.
They'll definitely be personalized and Blackboard, but...
Yeah. I mean, I think the Wiz might have gotten the coolest of the gifts. Like, we did a whole ass logo for who he is, which is pretty dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm very lucky. And I still want that tie-dye sweatshirt, and I keep meaning to order it, and I haven't. The one that says Call the Wizard. That's okay. It's so cute.
It is awesome.
Great.
Wait, real quick. Real quick, I just want to ask Paige about that birthday gift card she used. How was that? You went there?
Oh, it was so great. So I went to a place called The Gray, and it is a black-owned business.
I forgot.
That's okay. That's fine. I haven't been able to get over there, but I have a good friend that used to work there, and so we went for brunch, and it was delicious. The food was insane, and
Yeah, it was great. So we had a really great time.
Tell the listeners, it's on a, isn't it on a bus or something? Or it's built through?
No, it's built in a old in an old Greyhound station. So they call it the Grey. Yeah. I wish I knew the name of the head chef, but I can look it up right now. I like know it, but I feel like I'll mess it up.
That's so dope. And it's black owned, right? That's why. That's one of the reasons why we chose it.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody go check it out. I'm so happy that it was dope and that the food was dope.
Yeah, it was great. Mashama Bailey is her name.
The head chef.
Is the chef. Yeah.
That's awesome. Great.
Jono,
I want to go there when I come visit you.
Mashama Bailey. Yes, please. Come visit.
Yeah.
Come visit me. Do we have a black business today?
Yes.
Probably.
We do, but I don't think that I asked anybody to pull it up, so it is probably not there. But I think it's this clothing shop, and as Paige pulls it up, I'm just going to tell you what my impressions of it. Well, I really hope that we actually went with this one before I start describing it.
Maybe just hold on.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just wait.
Because I can do this.
This is us coming to you live, people.
Yeah,
this is all right, you know what? And I'm going to, we're going to, this is the raw uncut version. We're going to hold off on the clothing that you were talking about, because I feel like that's maybe next week.
Okay.
We have still Scent and Fire Candle Company, baby. Okay. Making self-care and mental wellness a priority. Scent and Fire is a tech-based manufacturer of eco-luxury scented candles and other fragrant consumables made from domestically sourced raw and recycled materials. Their company utilizes technology to enhance aromatic experiences through curated music playlists and online community building. With the rise of mental health issues, their products are designed to de-stress environments and promote self-care for mental wellness. The owner's name is Monisha, and you can check out her story at the blkboardcollective.com, or you can head over to her Instagram, which is Scent and Fire, all lowercase, all one word.
Yay.
And that's been the Blackboard Collective Black Business.
Yay. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're Scent welcome. And Fire. I think somebody was saying that those, it might have been Laska who said that the candles come with playlists, which I just think is the dopest shit ever. So
Yeah. I think that, remember, like we were talking about gifts earlier, listeners, mm-hmm. if you guys want to send us gifts, please send us those candles.
Yeah, send us the candles.
I'm we're actually going to buy one for myself. Can you please send
Me
us candles?
Me too. Send us candles, yeah, right? Send us vats. For water. I should specify. Don't just send like a random vat of like
poison. That'd be really weird.
I feel like that's what people generally put in vats. Anyway.
Whatever, can you send us a vat of poison? That's gonna be a hard pass for us.
Wait, Casey, do you watch Rick and Morty?
No, I don't like Rick and Morty.
Okay. Okay, because they have an episode about a vat of poison. Well, no, it's a vat of acid. It's a whole vat of acid like shtick. It's really funny, but I'll see myself out. So
yeah. No, everyone's just like,
I'm sure there's a listener somewhere who really appreciates that, because Rick and Morty people are very intense. So and
they are very intense. I have tried so hard to get into Rick and Morty, like so hard, and I
because I love adult cartoons.
It's very hit or miss.
I really do. I really do. And there are some episodes that I found that I'm like, ha ha ha, hilarious. But then like there are some that I'm like, this is so weird. It's just not funny anymore. Just very weird.
What are some examples of your guys' favorite adult like animation?
You know, I love Bob's Burgers.
I love Bob's
Big Mouth, also hilarious.
Bob's Burgers, yes. Love Bob's
Burgers. Bob's Burgers is really good. I used to
Bob's
really
Burgers
love
is just
Archer.
Like a delight. Oh yeah, Archer. I know Aisha Tyler.
Oh, awesome.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great in the show.
Yeah, she's an angel.
South Park, obviously.
What we just found out here, if you missed this, listeners, Bob's Burger wins.
Yeah, Bob's Burger absolutely wins.
Yeah.
That's
wait, I was going to say
that's done and done.
Something. What was it?
Have you guys seen the Central Park show?
Yes.
From the Bob's Burgers family?
Yeah, so I really liked the first season. I haven't been able to finish the second
on Apple
season.
TV.
Oh, I don't have Apple TV.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that one's great. That one's really fun. Like, it has the musical element is so fun. And that's what Bob's Burgers is so fun too, when they do all the musicals and they sing and it's
I just love Bob's Burgers too, because it is just always a delight. Like every episode is just so funny and so witty, and like it's just an absolute delight. This is not a cartoon, but I just started a show. You know who Quinta Bee is from? She was like on BuzzFeed a long time ago. So she created and stars in a show called Abbott Elementary, and it's about a public school. It's very like The Office vibes. And it's about a public school in Philadelphia. And there's like, they have this kind of like generational thing of like new teachers and old teachers trying to work together to make this school better. And it is such a delight. Like just, it is very precious and funny and really witty.
What's it on?
It's on Hulu. I think there's only three episodes out right now, but it's called Abbott Elementary. And it is so precious. I love it. I was just like watching it.
Is there an ABC and then it's on Hulu after?
I think so. Yeah. But I just, I get it through Hulu, but you can watch it on Hulu or on ABC. Yeah. And shout out to Quinta Bee.
I know. I've been actually meaning to start that show because I love her and I'm so happy that she has a show. She's so deserving. Y'all, this industry takes so long. Quinta's been like a thing for such a long time. So for her to finally have her own show is really, really dope. Love to see it.
Her character is also adorable.
Yeah,
her character is just like, she's so funny. Yeah, she's great. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please.
No, you're fine. I was just saying Zach had the topics for us today. I was letting the people know that the Wiz is going to be the topics master today.
But before we go into topics, I have something to say.
Oh, Alaska has something that she's been announcing.
Just so everybody is aware, we are in a national blood crisis currently. The Red Cross is experiencing the worst blood shortage in over a decade. It's dangerously low. They have like low supplies. They're also having to defer patients from major surgeries, including organ transplants currently. So we weren't giving blood before we were in a pandemic. We're definitely not doing it now. So we are literally in a crisis currently. So I just wanted to make people aware that that is happening right now. So if you can and you are able to give blood, please go do it so that somebody, you know, can benefit from that. People are out here, you know, we're not only going through a pandemic, but people actually on top of that need major surgeries and organ transplants, things like that, where you have to have blood. So if you can do it, please do it. Sign up. I believe you can just go to the Red Cross and they can, if you don't know, you can probably contact somebody and they can help you or point you in the right direction. So anyway, that's important.
I'm really glad you said that. It's actually so interesting to think about that, because I just had a friend who, and this is like old school rules. I thought that this rule had been taken away, but he went to try to give blood and they wouldn't let him because he's gay.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Like recently that just happened. Because in Colorado.
You're not allowed to give blood if you're gay. It still exists to this day.
Yeah, it's because of the AIDS.
Can I ask a question about that? If you want to give blood and you know this and you are gay, why would you just not lie about it? I'm just being honest. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just wondering, like, I'm literally asking that question. Like,
I would assume how would you that feel
lying about your sexuality to give blood? I mean, how does that feel about?
I shouldn't have to lie about my sexuality to give blood to help somebody. I just think that like this stigma came from a period of time, probably during HIV and AIDS crisis,
absolutely.
Thing. But we're not in that period of time, and we are able to test blood in a maybe it was a lot different whether they would test levels of blood and like, but you know what kind of levels it needs to go through to be able to actually pass it on to somebody who would actually get that blood. But now we're not, I think we're far past that. So that just seems really absurd to hear that. That somebody
isn't that
would
crazy?
Tell you that
I
you're
like,
gay, sorry, cause you can't
give blood. I had thought that, because I know that they're pretty particular about the rules. Like I know if you've gotten like a tattoo in a certain amount of time, like you can't give blood
until after.
If you
left the country, they have like a whole.
They have a whole thing. But like if you have sex with, I think it's particularly gay men. But like if you have had sex with another man within a certain amount of time, like they won't let you do it. And I just think that that is such a ridiculous and arbitrary rule, but not even that, like people, HIV is not what it used to be anymore. Like people can live completely full lives and have active sex lives with HIV because they can take this something that like lowers the levels of HIV in their blood to non, like you would, it wouldn't even come up on a test.
That's the writer, yeah.
So like, it's just crazy to me. I was really shocked when I saw that that had happened to him. Cause he was like, he posted something about it and he was like, this happened to me today. Like I tried to give blood and I couldn't because I'm gay. And that's just, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And we shouldn't have to lie about it. You know, there shouldn't be anybody that has to go in and be like, oh, you know, nope, not me. Like,
also, I mean, if
ridiculous.
I wouldn't have known that that would have still been in something that would have inhibited my ability to give, you know, if I were a gay man, I don't think I would have been ignorant of that fact. So I wouldn't have even thought about lying about it because I wouldn't have known that in 2022 that would be something that people would turn me away for. That's insane. Yeah. And also, like Alaska saying, even if they're, it's not like you're taking blood straight from one person's body and not testing it at all.
Right. And just like injecting it into it.
Like injecting it immediately.
And we're not just testing for HIV. We're testing for other things.
That's what I'm saying. I can have all sorts of shit in my blood that I don't know about that could be, you know, harmful. And like, I don't, the singling out of gay men just seems way unnecessary. You know, like you have to tell
it's crazy
for all sorts of shit.
Well, it's just fear. So, it's fear from the 80s. Like that's what it is. It stems from the fear from the 80s of the AIDS crisis. And they've just like never really done anything about it. They're just like, oh, okay, like this is fine, I guess. But like, it doesn't make sense. It's actually, it's like, it's a discriminatory law. And I'm surprised that like the ACLU or somebody hasn't.
Is that just in Colorado? I'm really curious about that.
Actually, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's everywhere.
I'm looking it up right now. So apparently it's within 3 months. So
if you've had sex
with another man, if you correct, then you must wait 3 months apparently to be able to give blood according to the FDA. Well, wait, hold on.
Ew, I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, that's so gross.
This is leaving me in a really unhappy place. Like, we got to move on because I'm getting really mad. Really fast.
I don't want to just take – yeah, like, that's just gross. That's – you're not allowed – you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, like, single –
I just don't understand it. I just want
like,
to understand.
What about the people who contracted HIV AIDS who are not gay men who have done drugs or – how do you even – you know what I mean? Like, that's so –
oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And it also is like not allowed. Like, so this
okay,
is
America.
Coming. There's a statute that I'm thinking of. There was a 2003 court case, a Supreme Court case that was.
You better know about Supreme Court cases from 2003. You better just pull that out. Like, that's common knowledge, but continue.
Thank you so much. I'm in school. That's the only reason why I know this. I had to write a whole paper about it. But, this guy was having sex with his partner in his own home. And there was a police officer that was like called to their residence for another reason, whatever. And he observed them having sex. And they were both charged with like sodomy and like homosexual conduct or whatever in 2003. And they were like, this is ridiculous because, and so of course, like they went to the Supreme Court because it's like a weird law that it only affects gay people. And you guys should really look up this case if you're interested, listeners, because it is a very, very interesting case. And listening to the arguments is really, really interesting. But it all came down to like, can a law single out a single group of people? Because that's what the law was doing. It didn't say sodomy is illegal for everybody. It said sodomy is illegal if it's between the same sex. And so like, this is kind of what that seems like to me is like, you can't just single out an entire group of people and say, no, you can't do this. Because that's discrimination. And you can't do that. Like,
well, it's not, I mean, that's the thing is that there's a bunch of things for donor risk. So don't mean to read them to you. If this is, I'm fascinated by this. I don't know if you guys are.
Yeah, read them. I'd love to know.
Sure. According to this this document I'm looking at right now, which is the link that you would click on if you went to the Red Cross. And of course, the Red Cross website, the first thing that pops up is a banner.
It's like, please donate blood.
No supply. Please donate blood. Then I can't do it.
And it's like, also, if you're gay, probably don't. Like,
well, here's where they get away with it. And like, this is, look, okay. So here's what it says, at least from what I'm reading from the FDA website. They have a bunch of So number three on this list says, we recommend that the updated DHQ include the following elements to assess donors for risk. History ever of a positive test for HIV, history in the past 3 months of exchanging sex for money or drugs, history in the past 3 months of non-prescription injection drug use, history in the past 3 months of sex with any of the following individuals, a person with a history ever of a positive test for HIV, a person with a history in the past 3 months of exchanging sex for money or drugs, or a person with a history in the past 3 months of non-prescription injection drug use. E, a history in the past 3 months of receiving a transfusion of whole blood or blood components, such as packed red blood cells, platelets, or plasma. A history in the past 3 months of contact with blood of another individual through percutaneous inoculation, such as a needle stick, or through contact with a donor's open wound or mucous membranes. A history in the past 3 months of a tattoo, ear, or body piercing. A history in the past 3 months of syphilis or gonorrhea, or treatment for syphilis or gonorrhea. For male donors, a history in the past 3 months of sex with another man. For female donors, history in the past 3 months of sex with a man who has had sex with another man in the past 3 months.
Who the fuck knows that? Like, like, I don't fucking, like, okay, all right. People are not just out here being like, okay, I hooked up with this dude. Let me ask him if he's fucked another dude within the past 3 months so that I can give... That's just not... It just doesn't come up, you guys. As a woman who is attracted to men, right. I don't think I've ever asked that question. Don't think I ever will.
Weird. Maybe you should start. See
how maybe I should start. I should be like, yo, I want to give blood. Just by the way, casual. I'm
wondering.
Have you...
You banged like, another dude? In the last 3 months, no.
I don't want to stick right, up. Well. I don't want to stick up for the FDA in the way that, like, you know, I'm not trying to stick up for them like at all, really. But I do think that, like, it's we all can agree that a person who receives a blood transfusion, the last thing you want is to give that person any sort of autoimmune disease. We can all agree with that.
Sure,
it's very, of course, very important to not have that happen to this.
Of
person.
Course, we but it's but singling people out is the problem,
right? So what they're saying though is in their data that there is a higher risk among certain groups of people, according to their sheet, right? With we can agree, like needle use, things like that. We're like, okay, you've been sharing blood with some. I mean, there's some level of like, okay, there's a more risk in that for syphilis, for potential other types of things, right? I get all that, but what I don't get is the sex part, right? Is like, okay, why not just have someone be able to take a test for HIV?
Yes.
Yeah. Just they test you for it anyway. I'm pretty sure that once you give blood, they let you know if you have anything. If you have HIV,
yeah, like they'll test it.
Yeah. So, which is why I said I don't understand.
Well, I'm like, I don't understand.
I don't understand why any of this is. It doesn't. And the thing about it, well, yeah, if they test the blood, I really don't know why put this giant list. Hey, Red Cross. I feel like this is your deterrent. I feel like this
is probably why there's a blood shortage. Everybody's gay now.
Reading this giant list of things made me feel like, oh shit, I'm actually not sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm fine, but God, like that list seems to cover everybody and everything.
Well, that's the FDA though, Casey. That's not the Red Cross, obviously. These aren't the rules from the Red Cross. They have to.
Sure, but they have to. Yeah. Okay. So FDA, which I've feel like I've had a lot of issues with the FDA.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
But, we have our own issues with the FDA.
Many, many, many issues.
But also so all the things issues. That you listed prior to the sexual stuff seems like it would have covered it. You know, like all of the if we're just talking about people who we are afraid are high risk for HIV or AIDS, then there was a whole list of things that had nothing to do with who you sleep with, you know,
that you also have to sign... As you also have to sign off on, and then they ask you in person, and then they test your blood. So I'm like wondering, like they take you through like three different levels before they actually ever even give your blood to anybody. I'm just saying it's a little bit much.
It's silly. Silly. Like it's just a silly thing to me to single out a group of people because that
it's like how about have as many people give blood as they can and then we figure out, you know what I mean, because they're gonna do it anyways. As I'm saying, right now you're stopping people from doing it by your own, right, like Casey was saying, based off of the things, all the criteria that you listed in front of people. Now people are like, well, I don't even know, it sounds way more complicated. People just want to be able to go do it. Okay, if you go do it and then you're gonna do the same thing anyways, which is test it to see if you can even give it to somebody else. So just why shut the door? Why like shut it in the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I don't.
It doesn't make sense to me.
The FDA is weird.
They really are. They do a lot of really
weird
shit.
I want a t-shirt that says the FDA is weird.
I think the FDA is so big what they require, what they have to do, and they're so small on what the actual resources are. That's my biggest issue with the FDA. And it also seems like the FDA is manipulated by Big Pharma because think about how Big Pharma works.
No shocker there.
Big Pharma has so much money and so much time and resources that they can bombard the FDA with constant information, and the FDA has to go through it all. And then smaller companies have a harder time to get through, or smaller studies have a harder time because they're being Merck and Pfizer and all these companies are like, here's our new drug, Johnson & Johnson, like all this shit. And it's like, well, there's not enough people. It's not enough human hours to go through all that. And then something like this, where it's like the lowest probably thing for them to think about is like, who can donate blood? They're not really trying to like do much on that. Like, it's not a huge priority for them. Now, if we were in a, let's say the pandemic had created some like crazy blood loss for us, like, you know, some gross like Ebola thing, right? Where it's like, oh shit, we need blood. Get bet you a dollar, they'd be like, all right, anyone that's alive,
anyone's not, right,
you know, give us blood. So I just think it's just one of the, it is very homophobic still, and it is fear-based still, and I'm just it is crazy to read all those and be like, well,
like maybe you have a shortage for that reason.
Yeah. Like, it's a terrifying list. Like, I think I'd
it's pass. Long.
I think I passed all the things, but still. See, you know, we're both like, I think. Like, it was a very long list.
I haven't gotten a tattoo since May, so I think I did it. I think I passed.
Not knowing that information when I came on to tell everybody to go give blood, I still think you should, but I'm no, also
definitely
like,
definitely go get blood.
For sure. And then also, the point of this whole conversation was go get blood.
It's a weird love-hate relationship. Like, it's really fucked up, but also please give blood.
Yeah.
Like, give blood. I love that we were like, Wiz is going to give us the topics, and we're like, actually, we're going to spiral on this topic for about 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, go give blood, and please let us know if you get turned away. And if you get turned away, tell us why. I'm just curious as to, like, the number of people who get turned away because of this kind of stuff. Like, that's fascinating to me. Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially in the middle of the blood shortage. And that's a weird thing to say, but I've actually gotten turned away a couple of times for having low iron. So like, if you don't eat meat a lot, or like if you're not preparing yourself to go give blood, just know that if your iron level
is low,
they won't let you do it.
I've
actually been having an iron thing, you guys. I had to buy iron supplements the other day because my iron got crazy low, and I was feeling, it's never happened to me before, but I was feeling awful, and I took my temperature. My temperature was low. Because I was scared. You know, everything, whenever I feel off now, I'm like, COVID.
COVID.
But it wasn't. So I took my temperature and
I know,
it was like,
I know it also happens. It also happens a lot for women just for menstruation and stuff like that during, at least during
that
time period.
I was also on my period.
That's a part
of it. But
yeah,
you can, which is every month.
Yeah. Which is every month.
Every month.
Just in case you made it now.
During that month. So every month.
No, I meant,
during the week. No, during that week of the month?
No, I meant the month, because it is about a week of the month, but I'm saying within that month you can actually have less iron in the whole month, is what I'm saying.
So
not just
all the
like
time?
During the period of time that you've lost.
Right.
Yes.
No, but so all the time. Yeah.
Yes, but off and on, depending on not everybody has, like, not everybody's on the same level. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't always have on the same cycle. So depending on when your cycle is, then
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm a woman. Just saying. I've also had periods my whole life.
Wow,
just in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah, I have an iron thing. My mom thinks I'm anemic. I like stopped eating meat for like a month, and I truly like could not function. My body like does not function without some kind of like
my mom.
I was like so tired. I slept all day.
So that's how
anemia, guys.
Part of the way that I knew what was wrong with. Well, I hit my sister up because my sister's a pharmacist, and I was like, "What's wrong with me?" And she was like,
"Like help
iron."
Me.
You need iron. That sounds like how she'd say it too, actually.
You need iron. Pretty much. You need iron.
Yeah, you actually did. That was a really good Lucy impression.
Yeah, it was.
Really good.
Pretty much how that went. And she was correct, and I feel much better now because I felt crazy.
You are. I love that. I love that for us.
Okay, now Wiz, now for real, like, give us a topic.
Shout us out.
I'm spiraling down this entire FDA thing.
Right. He's like, I am in blood.
Yeah,
it's fascinating to see like what information the FDA took to be important and what they took to be not important. You know what I mean? Like how they're kind of trying to figure out. And it's a lot more complex than you think it is. Obviously, it's a lot more complex. All the stuff, people are trying to make the best decisions for everything. But I think sometimes they get in the way of their own, you know, their own way sometimes. But anyway, I don't really know. I mean, I felt like we should talk about fun stuff because the world just doesn't seem very fun sometimes. Like, I'm on Twitter too much. And Twitter is just not a good place to like.
I mean, we just did 30 minutes of like the issues with the FDA and blood donation and blood shortages. So I know. I think we've
so
earned some
fun stuff.
So I kind
of wanted to talk about.
Are you telling me you're not having fun?
So I wanted to talk about Coachella because the lineup just, you know, was announced. Like,
who
official.
Is it?
Tell me about
and,
it.
And well, it's a lot of people, but the three headliners are.
Wait, has anybody ever been to Coachella?
I have.
No. Zach has. I have not.
Coachella is my favorite week of the year when living in LA because it's the calmest week. There's so many people gone from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's the
best. It was so fun. I went once and it was a blast because it was Beachella and Kaylee and my wife is obsessed with Beyonce, and it was like
who couldn't be.
We had a house near the ground, so we could walk. It was the coolest, best.
Let's do.
It was just, we did it right.
That
we
was
right.
The year to go. I should have gone that year because I can't see myself wanting to go any other time.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Well,
we could
are
stay.
You guys ready
we could
the
stay at
roll?
The house from your birthday, though.
Ooh, that was an amazing house. I still don't know how you guys pulled that off. Yes, I'm ready
okay.
for
it's a Virgo,
the
baby.
The headliners are, well, I should probably look up all the sub headliners, but the main headliner for each night, first night, Friday, is Harry Styles.
Okay.
Who's that? Who is he's a, what is he? A boy guy? A boy band guy?
He's a boy
he's
guy,
guy
from One Direction.
He's a boy guy.
I've heard his name.
He
I don't know
a
what
boy
he,
guy.
He's from One Direction.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he sings Watermelon Sugar. Hi,
watermelon sugar. Hi. I don't really care about his music as much as I just like to look at him. Like I just find him very
I don't
fun
really
to
even
look
like
at.
To look at him. I like when he wears dresses and stuff. I think he's really
I find
cool.
him very him and Luca.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Him and Lucas Sabat are just so like modern day Prince, like where they wear effeminate stuff, but they still look so sexy and masculine. I just love that. But I would not buy a ticket to see his concert, but I will look at all the pictures.
Yeah. I also like his vibe is cool. Like he gives off cool vibes.
Yeah.
But that's really like I don't, I'm just like not into, there's a, I pulled up the thingy, the sub headliners. Are you going to do those? Or are we just doing headliners?
Well, I was going to go by day. So don't jump ahead too fast.
I was just going Friday.
So talk about Friday.
There's
yep.
So
perfect.
Many. Daniel Caesar. He's great.
Ooh,
all right, I'll give you a highlight.
He said some
Daniel
problematic
Caesar.
Stuff a while ago, but yeah.
He did. He did. He did. He really did.
But he's got a great voice.
You're right. I forgot it. He does. His music
don't
is
just give
really...
us the highlights because I don't even care mostly about the highlights most of the time.
Phoebe,
I usually like the other ones.
Well, I know. Well, that's I'm doing like the ones that like. Of all of the things. So Phoebe Bridgers, Still Woozy. He has some really cool stuff. Snow Allegra, she's great.
Ooh, I
she's
love
dope,
Snow.
She's dope, man.
Is she not the headliner? Yo, if Snow was the headliner,
what?
I would be way
I would have gone.
Right.
I'd be like, where's my ticket?
Like,
wait,
this
I don't
is
know
my...
Snow. I'm going to look her up.
Oh, you don't know Snow
Allegra?
Allegra
is fire, dude. She's fire.
I didn't mean to, oh, baby. God.
Okay.
I didn't mean to fall in love. Okay.
Wait, do you know
there she goes again,
in the
not
middle?
Singing.
Yes, who's in the
Yo,
middle.
She's
you guys,
one of
you
my
guys.
Favorites.
There's a great artist in the middle there on Friday is Carly Rae Jepsen.
You know what?
Not Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, that's Call Me Maybe.
That's good.
That's Call Me Maybe. She has some like good little like bops though. She's
really
like, put out
like,
other
hey,
music.
I just met you. That one?
Yes.
Yeah, and but that crazy. Was like that was like her first song. She's put out other stuff since. She's just like a cool poppy fun vibe. We're not gonna hate on her for Call Me Maybe. She actually does have some like cool little pop hits.
Well, that's a great song
hey,
too. But
Casey, have you heard this song? It's Snow Allegra. Well, she's part of it.
Hey. Oh, yes, I have heard
this song. This one's called Nothing Burns Like the Coal. Y'all can hear it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's my shit.
She's so good.
Okay, so that's day one.
I took a moment.
Thank you. That's day one. Little Baby and Big Sean are the big hip hop artists.
Which baby? Oh, shit. How many, do you know how many babies there are? I can't.
This is Lil Baby.
The Baby, Lil Baby.
This is my favorite. Lil.
Do you know? I can't remember her name right now. Jessica something. But she used to have a. Hi, this is Jess with the Mess, and my news is real. Do you ever watch her?
I love Jess the Mess. Okay.
So she did. She did one because like DaBaby was in like something, and she just was like, "Rapper DaBaby is da 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 da," and then somebody was like, "Who's DaBaby? Like, who is rapper DaBaby? I have no idea who that person is, and I don't know who Lil Baby is either. I know who Big Sean is.
That's all. Are they the headliners for Saturday?
They're like, no. Those are the under.
I can't hear
this
you.
This is still Friday. Yeah, Zach. Came, I don't
the
know
baby was supposed to perform. The baby and Travis
got
Scott.
Got canceled, right? They both got canceled.
Both got canceled, yeah.
Yep. I knew that was going to happen.
Okay. So then on Saturday.
Wait, why did the baby? What did the baby do? Why did he get canceled?
Was it the homophobic comment?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Did yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a homophobic moment on stage.
Okay. Oh, word.
So. On Saturday, it is the one and only Billie Eilish as the headliner.
That would be cool.
Okay.
The two baby bops. Two babies. Oh my God. Speaking of little babies, we have two little babies the first two nights. Yeah. Harry and Billy.
Oh, baby bops. Yo, if I ever become. Okay, listen, I'm changing my rapper name to Baby Bop. Don't like. I'm going to get a Triceratops. piece to just sit, put on my head and call myself Baby Bop.
Listen, fun fact about me, I love Baby Bop so deep because of Baby Bop. Baby Bop. She's going to be Baby Bop.
Yeah.
Oh, is Baby Bop a thing?
From Barbie.
Baby Bop. Oh, that was her baby bop. The little green one. The green one.
Baby Bop.
I understand.
Wait, she's green or she's purple?
No, she's green. She's green. Okay, Barney is purple.
That's right.
I didn't
watch
so
Barney.
Well.
I was a little bit I'm old.
I am so. I am ready to go on all of the Barney characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been some years. I forgot that was
Baby
her
Bop
name.
Baby Bop was my favorite.
And then there was BJ, I think. BJ was there?
Yeah. DJ.
DJ. Okay, sorry. It's been years.
I was going to say, it's been some years.
Plural?
Like,
it's been years?
Paige is coming at us but like, I
single-handedly sold out the fucking Baby Bop and Barney merch when I was a child, so don't even come.
Oh yeah, I had a white blanket and I called it Yellow Blankie because I was like, I am Baby Bop and this is my life. I loved Baby Bop. She was my bitch.
Baby Bop was my bitch. That's my first song. I'm dropping that 2023. Baby Bop is my bitch.
So Saturday, Billie Eilish.
Baby Bop is my bitch. Baby Bop. Oh,
okay, sorry. The Wiz is trying to say something, you guys. Pull yourself together.
You started that, Casey. What the fuck?
I know.
Pull yourself together.
I am unwell. Oh my God, I'm crying. Okay. Go
Alaska's
for it.
Phone rings. It's a Golden Voice. She's been added to the list.
Right.
She's performing Saturday's Baby Bop.
Yeah, I'll be at Coachella.
The viral sensation. Baby Bop is my bitch. But
listen, that song would have been a bop though. It sounds like cotton candy, Swedish roll. It sounds like some like like it would be a TikTok hit. You know, people would be making dances to it. And so
honestly, yeah, you should make it. Like, see if you can get on stage at Coachella. I think it's a winner. I think
ASAP, as soon as possible. I need to do that. Correct.
They need a baby. Like they lost the baby. They need a different baby.
They love babies, so Baby Bop.
Yeah.
They need a baby.
They have to fill their baby quota.
We need more babies.
Listeners, DM us and let us know what you think about.
They have to fill their baby quota. Okay, this is getting off the rails. What else? Who else is there?
So Saturday you got Flume, Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow, I haven't seen Flume.
Disclosure.
Oh, wait, hold up. Don't just run over Megan Thee Stallion like that. She got a degree. She out here twerking. I love them combined.
Yeah. It's true. I hope she brings her degree on stage while she twerks.
Yes, right.
Honestly,
thank God.
That's what the people need.
That is exactly what we need. God. Sorry, go ahead, Wiz.
Again, why is she not the headliner? But okay. I mean, I guess Billie Eilish is a good headliner.
Well, here's the thing, Megan. This list was 2021. Don't forget. So when they were first making this, Megan Thee Stallion and someone on the third night, I won't say yet, we'll keep it a mystery, were not as big as they are today. Yeah. Mm. So Golden Voice made a good decision, in my opinion, where it was like, look, like we're obviously going to elevate Megan Thee Stallion to a higher level of like maybe even pay, but like time slot. But they needed to bring in another artist that was, you know, they need to bring another headliner in. I don't think Billie Eilish is any more special than Megan Thee Stallion in my mind with regard to who would sell more of what. I mean, maybe Billie Eilish because she has so many young fans.
Yeah, they're doing this one for the tweens, sounds like, so far.
But that's Harry and Billie are, I don't know. I'm not excited about Harry Styles, to be totally frank.
No, I don't know why he's a headliner, to be honest with you. I don't even know. Does he have the discography to be a headliner?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think so.
Watermelon
yeah.
Sugar was like a huge song, and so it makes sense.
Is he going to do it on a loop?
But it's one song. Yeah, but I'm like, it's one song. Like, I don't know that he's had that.
He's like, here I am. We're about to get like canceled by
his
fans.
He brings
his
out
fans are
One Direction
come for
kids.
I don't care.
It could be interesting.
Let them come for us.
It is.
That's what they're going to do.
I hope they do.
You guys.
Again, I've said he's very pretty, and I think he's talented. I just don't know about being a headliner.
But if you're a fan, let us know what other songs he's made. Okay? Let us know.
I mean, well, guys, Jesus Christ. It's a whole album. Watermelon Sugar is a whole album.
Mm-hmm. So it was nominated for, I think, by
I'm
the
really,
Venus,
like, so. Writing so hard for Harry Styles, and I've never listened to his music
before. Right.
I don't know.
I mean,
you know what? I'm defending him.
But I'm saying, you know, like even one album, like people who are headliners have, you know, so like Beyonce is a headliner. There's a bunch of albums there. There's a bunch to pull from. But like one solid
Billie
album.
Billie Eilish is even kind of a weird headliner.
But I mean,
she doesn't
have
that much too.
That's true. She's got two though, and I would
say she's got hit after hit after hit.
That's
on
what
her
I'm saying.
She's
most
got,
of
that is true.
Her albums. Her albums are
Harry
like
Styles
Adele
is Watermelon
albums
Sugar.
Or, right. Her albums are like Adele albums or Taylor Swift albums where every song usually is kind of a hit. So I get that.
Yeah.
Is Adele going to be there? If she's going to be there, I'm going.
No, she's not going to be there.
I wish.
Well, then
you
this is where they made a mistake.
Going. They did.
She's
make
in
you
Vegas,
know.
Y'all. She's
she
in Vegas.
She would shut down Coachella, yo. She would be there for 3 days just her alone.
Alaska. We need to go to Vegas.
She's
no,
doing,
we can't.
I know.
Sorry,
she's at a...
They're all sold out. They're all sold out.
No,
me,
my
me
aunt
Mason
had
tried.
They'll do it again.
Wait, my aunt got tickets. I was gonna go on the 11th, and
really?
She sold them. Yeah, she sold them. She doubled her money. She paid $300 per ticket. She got $800 per ticket. She like, yeah.
You
she
know what
she,
that is? That's energy. I
because
like
she's
that,
a
actually.
Super fan, no joke. So she had you have to sign up ahead of time to be able to even have the opportunity to buy tickets.
Yeah, no, Macy and I did that.
Them.
So you had to sign up.
Got
you
them.
Had to get chosen. Mm-hmm. Like, Macy didn't get selected. I got selected. And then once you were selected, you had to wait in this virtual line and see if there were tickets left. Once you were, like, you had to get in the virtual line to try and be first.
This is why.
And then if there were tickets by the time you got there, then you got the opportunity to spend $300.
To buy them,
Like,
this is why Adele will never play
you.
Coachella. Because
right.
She just only is at the Coliseum alone. No one even needs, like.
Yeah, Adele is like, I will grace you with the opportunity to spend hundreds of dollars, maybe if you're lucky. Like, it's like, damn.
Hey, she needs that money back. She just went through an ugliest divorce, man. She paid out a lot of money in her divorce settlement.
I think Adele's doing okay.
She's all right. She's okay. I'm just saying.
Let's do the last day. Let's do the last day before Paige has to go. Let's do the last day.
She's going
to
work.
So the last name was the final new edition. I'm pretty sure they removed every single headliner.
Did you say
year.
New Edition is going to be there?
No,
they didn't.
I did say the word New Edition, but
it's not New Edition.
No, aren't they all different, Paige, than last year?
I don't remember last year's.
Because that
I
they.
Don't
oh well, okay, never mind.
I can
well,
look. I can pull it up. I'm on
Kanye.
Their Instagram.
Kanye
is the headliner for the third day.
That's what I really wanted to talk about, and I know we have to go soon, but like, look. I am not going to argue Kanye's talent. We've talked about artist versus art, and we've done that. I thought a really great conversation about that. But to me, Kanye has put himself in a position with his whole BS around the election and being an agent for Trump. 25 cents, a dollar, whatever, I'll pay that for saying that piece of shit's name. I just like can't do it anymore. I know I'll be there Sunday night if I do go. And I'll sing along, I'm sure. People will be fucking happy. And he puts on a great show because he's a phenomenal artist. But his art is great. But man.
But can you deal with the rants that happen between songs? Because Yeah,
I'm interested to see what he does. I think it's just like platforming. I'm not canceling Kanye West, in my opinion. But platforming him is disappointing for this, in my opinion. Because he actually like really did shady ass shit. Mm-hmm. Like really shit. It's one thing, run for president, run for governor, run for whatever, because you want to win. But doing it as a way to like siphon, especially like a vote that's like a specific vote because of the color of your own skin, thinking that you could do that is even more disgusting than just being like policy based. It was like gross to me. I don't know. I'll never forgive him for that. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you just said. I'm sick of giving him a platform. Same. I hear you on the, I'm not canceling Kanye West, and I don't believe in cancel culture, but if, you know, if anybody needs a timeout, if anybody needs their mic off, I think he's, you know, around the top of that list. Him and R. Kelly can just have mics off for a really, really long time.
Yeah, just turn your mic off for the next 25 years. That'd be great.
I think that's fine. I think you've said enough. I think you've done enough. And I don't think that we need to be giving him a platform, especially in front of a group of people. You know, it sounds like they're doing this weekend mostly for the tweens. I don't know that.
Yeah, impressionable kids.
It's great to give Kanye West a platform when you have a bunch of impressionable youth there. It just doesn't feel, I don't like it. I don't think it feels good. It does not feel good to me.
Yeah.
And I just want to, the reason why I really don't like it is because it's not like it's his show at Staples Center or it's a show in Vegas where it's like Kanye's show where I can not go to it. It's a festival with a bunch of artists that I want to go see, yet I'm still having to promote being there and this person's performing. And again, I'm just merely wondering when is it, like, what is it? What will it take? And I guess it takes saying something that's homophobic that can get you deplatformed. But if you're trying to like steal votes or be subverting democracy, it's not a big issue apparently.
But I think too that it also just has to do, but it just has to do with like how famous people are too, right? Like think about like Chris Brown. We all know what he did to Rihanna and he is fine. He has a career. He's fine. He never really got canceled. Nobody cares. Like, it's like a certain, it's still, people are still defending R. Kelly. Oh, his music's good. La, 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 la. Like, okay. Like, you know, I think people will always defend artists when they like them. It's just like how it goes, which is sucks. But, you know, I just think it is what it's not what it is, but that's just like the reality that we live in right now.
Who else is performing on his night? Is there anybody good?
Yeah, well, Doja Cat.
Oh, that's fun.
She could headline. I fucking love
Doja
Cat.
She was on so she and Megan Thee Stallion were both like the, you know, the big up and coming artists that were going to be on it in 2021. And of course,
And now they both blew up.
Or I guess, wait, what year is it? I guess
2022.
2020 didn't happen, right?
I don't think 2021 happened either.
Right. So I think 2020, this was the 2020 Coachella lineup.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they've made some adjustments.
So Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion were not big names, but they were, you know, majorly rising. And now, of course, they could easily be technically headliners.
Yeah, like the headliners.
They might even be more exciting than the headliners on those nights.
And then Swedish House Mafia is performing, I think, throughout.
Oh my God.
It's hard to tell when they're performing because it just says at the very bottom, it says "Returning to the Desert, Swedish House Mafia." And I don't see them listed. So maybe they're performing on Sunday. I can't.
Maybe they're just going. They just have one every night. Ari Lennox and Maggie Rogers are also on Sunday.
Yes. Ari Lennox. I love Ari Lennox, dude. She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I don't really know her.
I also really vibe with Maggie Rogers. She's great.
There are two electronic names that I really love that are performing throughout the weekend. One is Madeon. You guys should check out Madeon if you like really fun, upbeat, like pop, electro. I mean, techno is not even a word anymore. They use dance. And then Fred Again. I'm going to send you all a link to Fred Again's album that he made during COVID year one. Y'all,
COVID-1.
Amazing. It's so good.
It's our junior year.
I'm stoked.
Well, I think we gotta wrap it up because Pajit and I both have to go. But
Gotta go to work, darlings. Yeah, this was a great time.
Thank you for listening. And end on something that you're excited about this week. Go. Laska, go.
You go first.
Oh, I can't talk about it.
Well, I wasn't saying.
Okay, that's cool.
I can. Ready? She won't even know anyways.
Does she listen to this?
On Monday.
Wait, Paige, say it again.
Say it again.
Okay, well, what she said was that she's getting engaged on Monday. So that's very exciting.
Wait, so this episode can't come out until Monday afternoon?
Yeah, no, it can't. No, don't
well,
listen.
Well, no, it's fine.
That's what I was asking. I was like, does she listen?
She does. Every once in a while, she pops in. So
the episode title shouldn't be called Alaska is getting engaged.
Let's talk about Alaska's engagement.
Let's talk about
which shout out to you for getting engaged on Martin Luther King Day. Way to do it for the people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what? That's so dope. I am excited about so my sister and my niece get here today, so that'll be fun. And also my boyfriend's birthday is next weekend. So it's just a lot of like stuff happening. So that'll be fun.
Yes, Aquarian boyfriend.
Woo.
Sorry.
Yes, Aquarian boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm starting a new job at the end of this month.
Yes.
I'm leaving. After 13 long years, I am leaving the service industry, everybody, and I am very excited. I get an hour-long lunch break, and that actually made me tear up a little bit. So I tweeted this. But please, for the love of God, tip your bartenders and servers because our working conditions are never what they should be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm really excited.
For no, that's fucking real. That's very
that's
real.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wiz, what about you?
Me? Well, I had a really cool job last week. I've been editing it this week and the client loves it. And that makes me feel good because I like to feel I get value out of my work often. I don't know why, but I just do. And so that makes me feel good when I'm working and getting paid. So I'm very happy about that.
Yay. All right. Well, that's all. And thank you guys for listening. I hope you all have something that you're excited about this week. And join us next week. Please, in the meantime, like, rate, comment, subscribe, and share. All right. Bye.
All right. Don't worry. I'll play us out.
Baby Bop is my bitch.
Hey, Bop is my bitch.
Oh, my God.
Bye, y'all.
I wasn't ready for that again.
Are you ever ready, Paige?
No.
For the first time, Laska ever was the first person to like.
Yeah, like gotta go.
Put the button on it.
Yeah, you're always waiting.
That was great.
I love that.
Okay, all right. Everyone.
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.